On television, blood spatters, DNA, and microscopic fibers help investigators crack the case. In real life, it's a computer hard drive that's often the smoking gun. Austin Jenkins reports on the rapidly growing field of computer forensics.
CSI Miami, one of television's hottest shows. Sexy police scientists chasing brutal killers.
He decapitated her, Alex.
Guy's a monster.
At every turn, forensic evidence drives the plot. This is also true at CFI, Computer Forensics Incorporated in Seattle.
Yes, it's kind of like those TV shows, just not as sexy and the people aren't as good looking.
David Stenhouse is CFI's Director of Operations. A former Secret Service agent, he now works for private clients, including businesses who suspect an employee has stolen company secrets. Stenhouse slips a suspect hard drive, metal and about the size of an old 8-track tape, into a diagnostic computer. A few minutes and a few keystrokes later, Stenhouse is able to see deleted files.
What happens is over time, when these files get deleted and overwritten, pieces of them, maybe not the whole file, exist on the hard drive. And we have to go out and look for that junk out in bits and fragments and sometimes put it back together and make it look pretty.
This is computer forensics, the art and science of retrieving deleted or hidden information to use as evidence in court. Once a cottage industry of self-taught data detectives, it's now, by one estimate, a $100 million a year industry. Dozens of companies billing hundreds of dollars an hour, a new cybercrime center at the Department of Defense, and special units inside some police departments. Even so, Sergeant Keith Huntley, who heads the Computer Crimes Unit at the Washington State Patrol, says the industry isn't keeping up with demand.
Right now, everybody within the computer forensics field, both in law enforcement and in civilian world, is so overwhelmed. We don't have enough people out there to do these investigations.
Rising to fill the void are several colleges and universities now offering degrees in computer forensics. Lake Washington Technical College outside Seattle is one school that's training the next generation of digital detectives. These students may someday work undercover. That's why Greg doesn't want his last name used. He signed up for this program after his aerospace job was outsourced. He's confident this new career will bring him job security.
Well, you can't do an investigation on a crime scene here from India, so the job's never going to leave the country. It's going to be local wherever you are, and that's a big deal to me.
The Pacific Northwest is home to some of the country's leading computer forensics firms. Lake Washington instructor Marvin Everest believes that's because Microsoft is headquartered here.
Microsoft is so big, they just kind of are like a magnet, and everybody seems to gravitate towards them in one way or another. And they are a driving force in the industry.
And computers are a driving force in today's culture. They're in more than half of American households and nearly every business. That means much of what used to be said in conversation or scribbled on a piece of paper is now transmitted electronically. Chris Stewart is a tech-savvy Seattle attorney who co-wrote a textbook on computer forensics. He foresees the day when most cases, from child pornography and identity theft to fraud and even divorce, will hinge on the work of a computer forensics examiner.
He's going to be the guy that's really putting the case together. You may have a police officer, a detective, who in theory is running the whole thing, but the reality is there's going to be cases that are broken straight off of computer evidence.
Stewart speaks from firsthand experience. A few years ago, he helped solve a murder by digging through a computer hard drive.
What I found was the motive on the person's computer. I found his motive for killing his wife. What I found was he had her value calculated to the penny on the day she died.
Not every case is quite so dramatic, but these new age detectives say there's a definite thrill in retrieving that piece of evidence the bad guy hoped was gone forever. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Seattle.